let's get to this story about the lady that did the do.
So we had a Black Widow story yesterday about the woman who stole medication from her husband's veterinary practice. And then that, instead of creamer, that's what she was lacing his coffee with in the mornings. Now we move from coffee to Mountain Dew, because Michelle Peters is now facing charges of first-degree domestic assault and armed criminal action. She's being held on no bond because she added Roundup to her husband's Mountain Dew several different times over the last couple of months.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She also used some insecticide because Roundup, I guess, just was not getting the job done.
So let's make it more potent.
Yeah. So when he started feeling bad, he decided to go look at the home cameras and found video of her tampering with the Mountain Dew that he keeps in the garage refrigerator. Now, he's the only one in the house who drinks the Mountain Dew that's kept in that fridge. So it was pretty obvious who the target was. She finally admits to putting the weed killer in her husband's drink. And why? Oh, heaven help us. She was mad because he didn't fully appreciate the 50th birthday party she threw for him.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't like the party I threw for you enough?
Right.
I'm going to kill you with a Roundup.
Yeah.
This is scary.
He's okay.
Aside
from a little PTSD and, you know, having his wife try to kill him.
I'm assuming they're not together anymore.
I'm going to guess. I mean, she is in jail. She's being held without bond, so yikes.
Yikes indeed. And such a waste of perfectly good Mountain Dew.
And Roundup.
Yes, and Roundup, too. I thought they banned Roundup.
They had to reformulate, from what I understand.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, there you go. Two Black Widow stories?
Yeah. The ladies are getting restless.
Apparently so. Is it just like Ronnie said? Is that what he's saying?
What?
Or just like Ronnie sang? Is it said or sang?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The lyric in that song.
I don't... Look it up, because I'm lost right now.
Take me home to... Okay, I'm looking it up. Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go till you see the light.
Mm-hmm.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like Ronnie sang, be my little baby. Just like Ronnie's.
Be my little, yeah, that, right?
No, on the song.
I understand. Okay. He's referring to.
Oh, now it makes sense. Thank you. We got there in the end. Anyway, I'm going to be over here sipping my coffee. You go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, man. I so understand the answers on this new survey.
Who is your movie night date?
Apparently, 43% of Americans would rather watch a movie with their dog than their partner. Why? They don't interrupt. They don't ask questions. They snuggle up. Dare I say, they will let you put it on whatever volume you want. They let you choose the movie.
I can take the words off the screen.
I can put words on the screen if I so choose. I can watch a movie that has captions. I mean, there's so many different reasons why I am inside this 43%.
And the whole time, guess what you don't hear? Anything out of the dog, who's just loyal and,
I mean, unless somebody comes to the door and he barks, but that's about it.
Yeah.
The study found that 95% of people watch movies and shows with their dogs at home. 63% said they do it on a frequent basis. And most of them say that their dogs are able to pay attention to the screen.
Mine does not, unless I put on something more specific for him.
Josie will watch hunting shows. And she will watch any kind of sport that has a round ball.
I saw a social media post a while back that was talking about, did you know there's TV for dogs on YouTube?
Yes.
And, you know, a quick YouTube search later, and I'm like, wow, okay, got to give this a try. And for real, it actually held his attention.
Well, 30% of these people that watch movies with their dogs say that the dogs prefer classic TV shows and classic movies.
I wonder why.
I wonder if they're projecting their own, right?
Maybe.
Over, well, 77%, more than 3 in 4, said they will sometimes leave the TV or radio on for the dog when they leave the house, letting their dogs watch or listen to cartoons that feature dogs or animals, nature documentaries, or listen to classic music stations.
Hmm.
Do you leave anything on for your dog?
No, I'm pretty sure he just listens to the voices in his head.
Yeah.
I will so say, though, that we do have a lot of music that plays in our house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we're not actively watching something, there's usually music in the background.
So 73% of people are more likely to watch if a dog is part of the main cast, even if it's a genre they wouldn't normally watch. So these are some pretty dedicated pet owners and dog lovers.
Dogs have different moods. You could go, you know, on one day it's Clifford, the big red dog. The next day, Cujo.
Yeah. I understand.
It's got range.
Look, I get it. I get it.
So a homeowner in Indiana caught this woman, 74 years old now, caught this woman on the side of his house, pooping.
Oh, ew.
Twice he caught her.
Okay.
The first time, last month, he saw her on the lawn and didn't think much of it, just thought she's walking by the house, she's going through the neighborhood or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until after the fact that he realized that she had left him a gift in the yard. Right there next to his house. So he thought, this is crazy. Let me, just in case, let me adjust this security camera so it will face that spot over there. Sure enough, just a few weeks later, this 74-year-old woman came back, did it again. This time, caught on camera. In broad daylight, mind you.
Well, I mean, it's harder to see when in the dark when you get older.
So this guy is like, are you kidding me? He takes the surveillance footage to the police. And the old lady pooper is a retiree who lives in the area. And get this, Sarah, this is the cherry on top. She's a board member of that neighborhood's HOA.
I have thoughts about HOAs.
I mean, she really does give a crap.
I'm not surprised. Oh, man.
The police confront this woman, and she initially said, oh, it's not me. I didn't do that. I'd never. Until they actually showed her the footage, and she was...
And then she had to fess up.
Then she told deputies it was her, but that she had no vendetta against the homeowner. She just, you know, really had to go. Twice, apparently, within a month in that very spot. She really had to go. I think there has to be more to it, because the homeowner did admit after the fact that he has had an ongoing issue with the neighborhood HOA.
What, did he not, you know, hang his flag at the exact angle they wanted it hung
at? I'm sure it's something like that. Maybe mm-hmm. he didn't have his grass at the right length or something. But he didn't know any actual members of the HOA personally. So he didn't know that this woman who was pooping on his lawn was a member of the HOA. Clearly, I think, though, she targeted this guy.
She's not a member of the HOA anymore.
No, she did step down. And she has been charged. She has been charged by police. Criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and public nudity.
Yep.
Bing, bang, boom. You're the bonehead of the day. And I promised you early this morning that I was going to say the old lady pooper at some point this morning.
Yes, you did.
Because I found this story. So there you go.